Yo.
Hey, Mr.
Hello.
Robbins, how are you?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Hello.
This is Zach. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, so I wanted to give you a call and see where things are at. You said that you would speak with.
Yeah, I talked to the people the other day, last week, and I think Friday afternoon. I'm not sure right now, but anyway, I got a call back, and what'll happen is that the lease is up, as I said, in April. If you want to take over, and you just what they it'll have to be drawn up legally that you're just taking over for me, and once then everything else will be between you and the tenant and the real estate company. That's up to you to negotiate with them.
No, I don't have to negotiate. It's not an issue, you know. When you buy, I'm not sure how versed you are, but when you buy a property with, you know, people already in there, that, you know, the lease between you guys is still a binding agreement, and the new owner is, you know, responsible for that.
Okay, then if you want to work it that way, that's fine.
Okay, so, are we good to go then?
425, good to go.
No other questions, concerns?
I don't have any questions. Once you send me a contract, I'll have my attorney look it over.
Okay, and who is your attorney?
You don't need to know that. I'll just go see him.
Well,
'Cause they'll work
I'm gonna
through
send it. I was just gonna send it to him and yourself.
you. No, just send it to me. I'll take it to him.
Okay, I mean, my attorney's gonna have to reach out to him regardless.
Yeah, they'll do that when the time comes.
Okay, so as far as, you know, closing and, you know, getting this done, I mean, you know, last I talked to you know, you wanted to do it. It sounds, is something changed?
Last time I wanted to do what?
Last time we spoke, you know, mentioned that you'd check with your company, you know, and you had no problems, and you know, you want to go forward. Is
Yeah, I don't have any problems. I just told you, send me the contract.
okay.
Have your lawyer, and I'll take it to my attorney and look at it. And if it's real and you got the funds, and that's it.
I guess my question is, I've never, you know, if I've never had any resistance on, you know, reaching out and sending it to the attorney as well as to you. I guess my question is, what's the resistance there?
I don't know why you need to know that.
I mean, I'm a
I'm not
reputable.
even sure which attorney I'm going to use yet.
Okay. That makes sense. I was just, it kind of threw me off because typically I, you know, when
How
people,
long you been in this business?
too long, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, if you've been in there, you're running a whole lot of stuff, and you're probably going to run into stuff you don't know anymore. So when can I expect this document?
I mean, I could prepare it, you know, today, you know, within a matter of 10 minutes, but here's my one thing is I don't want to waste my time. I mean, if you're serious about it and you want to do it, like I do want to do it, but I don't want to waste my time if, you know, we're just going to play spin the wheel.
You don't want to do what? Waste your time? Wait a minute. The other phone's ringing.
Oh, you're good.
You don't want to waste your time. Don't you already?
No, you misheard me. Let me say it again. I can prepare the document.
You already got a template, I hope.
Well, yes, verbatim. Not verbatim, but regardless, I don't mind sending it out. How about this? I'll send it. I'll leave it blank. If you're good with the verbiage, we'll go forward and fill it out. But I don't.
No.
Go ahead.
No, you got to put the figures in.
I mean, if it's something that we're going to get started on today, I don't have a problem. I just don't want to waste my time.
Mean, look, you got a template. It takes you another 10 seconds to type in the price. I think you're wasting my time now.
Well, I can assure you, We're interested. We know, you know.
Yeah, I know you're interested, but I'm thinking you still don't want to pay what I'm asking for.
Do you want to see a proof of funds?
Huh?
What, do you want to see a proof of funds?
No, I couldn't understand you. I'm sorry.
I mean, what do you want to see, a proof of funds?
No, I don't worry about that because you ain't getting the title till I get paid. I don't need your personal funds. You know, last time I had a property transaction, I just got it from. That's on you. I don't even need to know your personal funds.
Well, it's an as-is sale. It's a one-page document. So, I mean, you know, if it's something that you want to get done and we'll do it today, you know, I don't have a problem with it, but I can't account for the future.
I don't even know what you mean by that.
Meaning, you know, if I send it out to you, filled out today, I expect it back.
No, I got to – look, I got to contact an attorney. They have to read it, and they're not going to do that in a day. You know that.
Well, I mean, look.
I mean, you've been doing this. This is your profession.
I have a partner, and he's going to give me hell if I just send out a contract with my signature on it and for, you know, $425,000, and he's going to be like, why the hell are you doing this, tying money up when you're, you know, if we don't do it, that's no problem. We don't have to. I'm willing to go to 425, but I mean, my attorney works. I mean, he can do it within a day.
Yeah, I haven't. My attorney may be able to do it within a day too. He may be on vacation. I don't know.
Okay. Well, let me.
I have no idea.
Would it be any? Because I don't want to delay this process. Would it make any sense to maybe just meet you in person, shake your hand, and put, you know, put this on paper, and so you understand who we are. You can see my office if you want. I mean, we're a legitimate company, and it doesn't, you know.
Look, it really makes no difference to me who you are or what your company is.
Okay.
Because then you're getting into discrimination. I can't, if I'm selling the property, if I'm selling a piece of property advertised, I can't choose who buys it.
I understand what you're saying.
All right. Here's the better thing for me to do. Let me just put the property on the market because I might be able to get more for it. And I'll put it on the market next year in March.
I'm confused. So you don't want to sell it?
No, I didn't say that. I said I'll put it on the market next year so I won't have to worry about the tenants moving out. Well, I heard what you said about that. I don't have to go through that. And the way things, I may be able to get more for it. I don't know. You called me in the beginning. You reached out to me. I didn't, it's not on the market. If you want to buy it, you send out a contract. I'll have it reviewed. And that's it.
All right.
And then you have so many days to, you know, I think the way it works, once I see it, my and the attorney says, yeah, it looks good to go, then they'll send it back with my signature and say you have 5 days to sign it or 10 days. I don't care.
All right. How about this? I hear what you're saying, and I appreciate your transparency. I just, if I send it out, do I have your word that we're going through with it? If I'm legit, if you've seen that we're.
Again, it doesn't make any difference to me who you are. We're talking about cash money. I'm getting cash.
So, if you know, 425, I have your word on it.
If you're working for the only real estate company I can think of, Long and Foster, they're big. If you're working for them, it doesn't make any difference.
Well, I'm asking, can I get your word on it? If I send it out to you, we're going forward. Because my partner
give me
hell.
If you give me 425 and it's only legit, it's a good deal.
So, I got your word. I give you 425.
Yeah, and this is going to cost me money because my attorney's going to charge me.
Well, we can leave them out of it. I mean, it's an as-is sale.
No, you can't. No. Too much. Look, I just sold property, and I had to go through a hell of a lot, even though it was in my name.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, since I'm paying for all closing costs and, you know, attorney fees, would you have a problem with my attorney representing you as well?
They won't do that. They don't no.
Oh, that's untrue because that's how I close 90% of my deals.
Who is your attorney? I don't even know him.
His name is Curtis Gordon. He's right off of Brooklyn Parham Road. He's got a brick and mortar location right there. And he won't charge you a dime because it's going to be under me. And he has a fiduciary duty, as I will remind you, not that I need to, but I do, is they have a fiduciary duty as a dual representation to inform all parties.
I have to think about that. I have to ask that question. Look, call me back later. I got my daughter's calling me. I've got an issue.
How about this? I'll have them reach out to you, and if you want to work with them, great. If not, you can find someone else.
All right.
Sound good?
Yeah, okay.
All right, Mr. Jones. Thank you. I'll reach out to you.
All right.
All right.